A Canadian company is now the second team vying for the $10 million Ansari X Prize. It'll be awarded to the first privately funded spaceship to make two trips to space and back within 14 days. Richard Reynolds reports from Toronto.
The idea behind the X Prize was to get space travel out of the hands of high-budget government agencies and into the hands of entrepreneurs and the private citizen. The Canadian Da Vinci Project has been working on their entry for the X Prize for 8 years. They unveiled their spaceship this morning in Toronto, christened the Wildfire. The ship is very simple, and if all goes according to plan, they will make their first flight October 2nd. Brian Feeney is the pilot and the man behind the project.
The rocket looks like a 45 caliber bullet, if I had to describe it. It's 2 meters or 6.5 feet in diameter. It's 25 feet long or about 8 meters long.
This bullet doesn't look much like a rocket at first glance. The crowd surrounding the ship this morning appeared somewhat confused at where the rocket ship was. Its matte black exterior has only two tiny windows. Like all rockets, it's mostly a container for fuel. Wildfire uses a relatively novel hybrid rocket engine that uses both liquid and solid rocket fuels. If the team's computations are correct, it should be more than powerful enough to get them 62 miles above the Earth, the altitude they must reach under the terms of the X Prize.
The mission is executed by floating under a balloon to an altitude of 80,000 feet. We're tethered about 750 feet below the base of the balloon. When we get to our launch altitude, we determine that we're in the correct position and attitude for the actual launch, and we fire the engines and away we go.
Launching the craft from altitude instead of from the ground is a concept shared with the only other team that has given notice it will compete for the prize. Burt Rutan's Mojave project is the favorite given its much larger budget. His Spaceship One is launched from a specially designed aircraft. Rutan plans to fly for the prize starting September 29th. His team, with its $25 million budget, has been called the David next to the Goliath of the traditional aerospace industry, which has charged hundreds of millions of dollars to get a man into space. But in the context of the X Prize, Rutan is the Goliath, and the Da Vinci Project is David. Feeney has spent less than $300,000 building his ship, and will probably spend about another $400,000 to complete the two flights required under the terms of the prize. Almost all the effort on the project has come from volunteers located around the world. Greg Marinac is the executive director of the XPRIZE Foundation.
Pretty remarkable to see a volunteer effort that's resulting in private spaceships. But when you look at the history of aviation, the first successful airplanes were built by self-funded bicycle mechanics from Dayton, Ohio.
Of course, those mechanics were the Wright brothers, and Marinac took pleasure in pointing out that they beat Samuel Langley, the big-budget, government-funded aviation pioneer. Indeed, it's the Wright brothers and Charles Lindbergh that get mentioned most often when discussing the XPRIZE. That and Neil Armstrong. Marinac believes the Da Vinci Project fulfills the XPRIZE's goals by focusing on innovation and simplicity rather than big budgets and complexity.
It's not about the technology at all. What we need is a different style of operations in spaceflight. And that's what these private teams are doing.
If everything goes well, Brian Feeney already has plans to build a larger craft that would carry 8 passengers on a trip into space. Like Wildfire, the craft wouldn't go into orbit, but would go high enough for passengers to experience weightlessness and to witness that incomparable view. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Toronto.